Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking how the new tax laws will impact you with Jill Schlesinger.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey, listeners, we want to get to know you better. Millennial Money is competing with other shows to get the most responses for a quick survey. And of course, we want to win, right? It only takes a few minutes of your time, and you can do it straight from your smartphone. Help us out and support the show by going to wondery.com/survey and filling it out. That's Wondery, wondery.com/survey. It's Friday, and that means we have another friend of the week. And today we have Nathan from Chicago. And Nathan wrote into the podcast and said, "I found Millennial Money over the summer and have been downloading episodes like crazy. Since then, my wife and I have been inspired to start our first budget together, get our credit card game down pat, and we've scheduled regular money check-ins every Saturday morning for about 20 minutes. And you know what? We haven't had one argument about money, even over the holidays. I really wish I would have understood how to deal with our finances when we first got married. We spent a few years fighting all the time, and the funny thing is, it just really wasn't that hard. So we just wanted to say thank you for inspiring us to keep at it and for giving us the tools and techniques to get even better. Our big goal this year is to buy our first house, and we're totally stoked." So Nathan, I am so excited for you and your wife. I'm more than happy that these techniques are working for you and that you're also spending some time together for those regular money check-ins. And I love that you say that, you know, you're not fighting about money even over the holidays, because that tends to be one of the most stressful time for couples. You know, everybody's got their idea of their perfect holiday season or the perfect way to celebrate New Year's. And it tends to be that, you know, we're little bit different of how much money we want to spend or what we want our investment to look like when we're in a relationship. So that's super exciting for you guys and so excited to cheer you on for your big goal of buying your house this year. And that leads us into our podcast today, talking about all of these new tax laws. You certainly, if you live in the US, you have heard about the new tax laws that have coming down the pipeline. And there's a lot of confusion over whether this is going to hurt or help you. And there's certainly been a lot of talk in the media and online. And, you know, there's been talk about proposed changes and things that got people all nervous and scared, but actually didn't make it into the new tax law. But not to worry, we have got the very talented and knowledgeable Jill Schlesinger, who's the host of the Better Off podcast and Jill on Money radio show. You might also recognize Jill from CBS This Morning or the CBS Evening News. She's the CBS News business analyst. She's also a certified financial planner. So Jill definitely knows her stuff. And she has basically been talking nonstop, night and day, about these new changes and what it's going to mean for your bank account. So I have received a ton of questions from listeners. Thank you so much for writing in. I love that this is a very active community and that you ask a lot of questions. If you have a money question, please head over to my website, the contact section. You can fill out a form, send me a question, and I'm more than happy to respond to you directly or to answer it on the podcast. I want to create this great sense of community with all of us so that we know that we really are kind of all together, even though we can't see each other, which is still very weird for me. But nonetheless, so I pulled out two questions from the listeners that I felt really would resonate with everyone else. So whether you're an entrepreneur or you're self-employed, you have 1099 income, or you work for a company, you get a W-2, you get a paycheck, maybe you're having a kid this year or buying a house like Nathan and his wife, or maybe you're just trying to figure this all out. You know, what does this mean for you? We're here for you, and I am super excited to bring you a lot of information about this and to help demystify these tax changes. So Jill, I am so excited to have you on this podcast. Obviously, if you've been paying attention to the news, the listeners all know that the tax changes have come about in 2018. There's been so many questions that I've received from listeners. And so I think the best place for us to start is to get a feel from you of what are the most impactful changes you think that millennials need to know about the tax changes this year?
Well, I think the biggest change is this near doubling of the standard deduction. So 12,000 if you're an individual, 24,000 if you're married. And what that means is that essentially most Americans are going to be very delighted because tax filing is going to be a lot easier. So this is sort of that weird promised you can file your tax return on a postcard, because anyone who's claiming the standard deduction, the whole process is way, way easier. So I think that's kind of like the simplest thing to know. Beyond that, what I would say is that if you are already, you know, I feel like this word millennial encompasses lots of people, right?
Certainly,
so
yes.
So what I would also say is that, you know, frankly, for the older millennials who may have already been doing a lot of things in their lives in terms of buying a home and those issues. Well, for those folks, their lives may have gotten more complicated depending on where you live. So if you own a home and you have a mortgage, you're fine right now. But if you're about to go get a new mortgage, there's a limit on the deductibility of your mortgage interest. No longer will any home equity loans or lines of credit, no longer will the interest be deductible on those accounts. So that's important. And if you live in a high tax state like California or New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, there's now a cap that is on your state and local taxes as well as your property taxes. So altogether, you can deduct $10,000. Now, that may seem like a ton of money to some people, like 10 grand in deductions, that's huge. But, you know, if you're listening right now and you live in the Bay Area and you were very lucky enough to work hard and save money and get ready to buy a house, it may not seem like that big a cap because it's very expensive to buy a home there. Taxes are high, and certainly property taxes are high. So you may bump up against that. So I think that that's kind of a big deal when for homeowners. Finally, I think there were some fears around what would happen with student loan interest and grad students. None of that actually made it into the final bill. So overall, I think that for sort of the average person who doesn't own a home, who's a renter, you're probably not going to see a big difference. And by the way, you might get a little extra money because you might actually see your tax bracket go down a touch. And that's terrific. Great. Don't squander it. Save that money.
Yes.
But you may see that. You may see that you get a little bit of a bump, and that's great. That, you know, that's exactly what we want to happen. We want people to take that money and absolutely positively push that money into their retirement account. I would be really impressed if I could find somebody who says, okay, I know I'm going to have $1,200 extra next year or this year, right? So I'm going to actually make sure I put an extra $100 every single month into my retirement account. That would be so fantastic. So I'd be very psyched about that.
Yeah, hopefully we can create a movement around that for sure. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Exactly. And I should just say, for folks who have families, that child tax credit has doubled. It's from, you know, went from $1,000 to $2,000. It's $1,400 of it is refundable, which is really good. Means that even if you don't owe taxes, you get this credit of up to $1,400. So I think that that's kind of, those are the biggies. Of course, I have to always say this is like a little bit, there should be an asterisk on this tax bill because for individuals, pretty much everything expires after the year 2025. So,
What does that mean for listeners?
Well, I think what it means is that, you know, here's the bet. The bet that the Republicans made was no future administration is going to want to see taxes rise for all these people, right?
Sure.
They're going to try to figure out how to make this permanent. But I guess that what I would say is that it would be really silly to squander these savings in these years because I don't know whether they will be there after the year 2025. I think that's really what it says to me, which is you're going to get this – not everybody, okay? So please don't get mad at us for saying that. But any of you are going to have tax savings from now through the year 2025. Don't spend it on stuff. Don't make sure that you save a good chunk of that because I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Yeah, and that's such a great point, you know, to just take that little extra cash that you're going to have and do something smart with it, make it grow, you know, rather than spending it all and then putting yourself in a position where, you know.
You wish you had it back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we have two questions from listeners that hopefully, you know, we can work through. I know that a lot of the listeners are entrepreneurs. They either have a side hustle, they have their own business. And Nick actually wrote in a question and he said, I'm an entrepreneur and file my taxes as self-employed with 1099 income. And I'm really unsure what to think about all of these new tax changes. What should I be paying attention to put myself in a good position for the year coming up?
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
First of all, that you are, I don't know exactly what you do for a living, but you are basically filing your taxes as a pass-through entity. And you may have heard this term bandied about, a pass-through business, which can be a sole proprietorship, it can be a partnership, a limited liability company, an S corporation. Those, the way that those entities have worked in the past is that you'd earn money, it would flow through the pass-through, it would pass through the business, and then you, as the individual, you would pay your taxes based on whatever your individual income tax rate or bracket was. So now let's go into the post-tax overhaul universe. All of a sudden, what we now know is that pass-through entities are going to get a deduction for a chunk of their money, okay? And that, to me, is a really important part of his planning, which is he may be paying a lower tax rate in the future, and that's really going to be very good for him. But what I don't know is, again, it's very weird because there are certain industries that are not eligible for this. So the if he's an engineer or an architect, he's in great shape. If he's a lawyer or a doctor, it's not as good for him. So that's what I want him to know. And that's what he should be paying attention to. Also, I would say that with any small business owner, be sure that you've got your own retirement plan, because you know that the reality is that no one's putting away the money for you except you. So there are tons of really great and smart ways to save for retirement as a small business owner. And if he's making a lot of money there, remember, the more money you put away pre-tax, the less money there is to tax.
Absolutely.
So, that's a really big benefit as a small business owner and an entrepreneur. And again, if you have a side hustle and it's just a tiny bit of money, this may not really impact you. And it can't be, this has to be a business. It can't be, it is simply not like a hobby. You know, a lot of times, yes, the IRS will flag you and they'll say, sounds to me like you, Shannon, are not exactly a freelance baker. It sounds like you like making cookies for your friends.
Right, exactly. So we're not going to let you deduct all of those expenses.
Exactly.
Or any
exactly.
of them.
That's right. So, I mean, I think that that's a really big part of this new plan is the idea around the pass-throughs. And it's really complicated. So here's an example where you may be an entrepreneur and or you might be a consultant and you've done this and it's really great. This may be a year, not in the next 3 months, but let's say after this tax filing season, I might want to actually consult with a CFP or a CPA, a tax professional, to walk me through whether or not I am impacted by this and what I can do to take advantage of it.
Yeah, certainly worth spending a few bucks to make sure you're in a, you know, good position and you're making all the right moves.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially for people who have robust businesses that are growing, before you start hiring employees, you really got to look at this hard. You really have to look at this, because otherwise you're going to be in a place where maybe you could have taken advantage of the tax changes and you didn't. And boy, that is a bummer.
Yeah. So forward thinking is always a good thing. And asking lots of questions too, to make sure that you really find out, you know, your choices and your options and what that's going to look for you, the bottom line.
You got it. You got it. And again, that's why, look, you know, when we think about this, we have we know that we are biased, right? We're CFPs. But part of the reason that we're biased is that we know it works. You know, so the reason why I can say that, like, I'm not a practicing certified financial planner anymore, but I also understand that having some person take a holistic look at your financial life can be beneficial and may raise issues that you're not thinking about. And in my experience, even when people have called my radio show or my podcast and asked me advice, and they'll say, oh, I didn't think of it that way, because, you know, you're not trained to think of it that way. And we are.
Certainly. Yep. All right. We've got one more question from Ashley. She's in a kind of the reverse situation from Nick, but she says, just looking at the new tax brackets, I'm assuming I'm going to owe more money in taxes starting in 2018. I'm a W-2 employee with a fairly decent salary. Are there any suggestions you have for how I might be able to lower my taxable income? Or should I just make peace with the fact that I'm probably going to owe more in tax?
Oh, Ashley, I love that. I'm interested to find out why you're going to owe more money, because I'm looking at the tax brackets also. So if you earn a lot of money, like the top tax bracket dropped from 39.6 to 37. So maybe that wasn't it. Maybe it was like you were in the 33 and now you're in the 32. I don't know. But anyway, the best way to take money out of Uncle Sam's hands is to save for retirement. And so we're presuming that if you're well paid, that you are putting away $18,500 into your retirement, your employer's retirement plan this year. $18,500, that's the limit for 2018, $24,500 if you're over 50. Now, let's say that she's done that, right? Let's presume she's done that. The next thing I might look at is, gee, maybe she should be looking at an HSA, a health savings account. Maybe that's something else she can do to kind of put some money away. Maybe she could put money into a Roth, presuming that she is not precluded from doing so because of her high income. Again, we don't have the exact details. And then if all else fails, maybe you're going to just have to suck it up and say, like, yeah, this stinks. I'm going to pay more money. But boy, I'm really happy that I've made as much money that I have made. And of course, I should just say one other thing, which is if you're investing outside of retirement, be sure to make that a tax efficient investment structure. Don't be trading back and forth and starting creating tax liability when you don't have to.
Yeah, awesome. I love all those tips, Jill. Thank you so much for helping us demystify some of these tax changes. I know that there are probably a million more questions that listeners will have, but this certainly will point them in the right direction. Can you tell the listeners, I know you have a podcast yourself, where they can find you and take a listen to your podcast?
Absolutely. So they can find me at jillonmoney.com. And my podcast is called Better Off. I also have a radio show. Yeah, that's how old I am. I actually do radio also, terrestrial radio.
Hey, you know, it's hip. Come on.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's gone from, I no longer say I do radio. I say I do spoken word. It covers everything. But if you go to jillonmoney.com, all my stuff is there. My TV hits, my blog posts and all that stuff. So jillonmoney.com, easiest way to find me, or of course, download the Better Off podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I've included a ton of links in the show notes, so be sure you head over to there for more information about all the things that we talked about in this podcast. And if you just want to read up on some of the highlights of the tax changes, just so you know what you should be planning for in the upcoming year and the years to come as well. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a 5-star review.